As far as the injuries go, Donnie Avery is out, making progress, but he's out. Cyrus Gray will not practice today. Most likely he's going to practice on Friday, and he'll be out these next couple days. Chris Owens will not practice today. It's day-to-day. We'll just see how he does. He's got a bone bruise and so in a sprained knee ligament, so we'll just see how he does. Everybody else is ready to go. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Chargers. They're a good football team. We know that, and it's important that we get ourselves ready and prepare and go through that process, and our guys will do that. We started this morning with a walkthrough, and we'll keep on going here the next few days and then get ourselves ready to go. We had a couple Nico Johnson was taken off the practice squad, went to the Cincinnati Bengals. We wish him the best of luck there. It's an opportunity for him to make their roster and have an opportunity to play. And then we brought Ori Lemon back here, and he'll be on the practice squad and work there. And then before we get started here on San Diego, congrats to the Royals. I know they've got a big one today, and we look forward to watching them after practice. But we're wishing them the best of luck, obviously. So. Time's yours.
And do you have a good feeling about Eric Berry with regard to Sunday?
Yeah, well, you know, he went through Monday's practice. He felt good. he's going to go through today's, and I think we'll just, you know, we'll see how he does. But he came back, and he felt good, and I'm pretty good with him for today, and then we'll see how it goes from there.
Jamal is
Just by numbers, it didn't work out. I mean, I'd probably leave it at that. And I think he's a good football player, and he'll have a chance to to make that team there and have a chance to play. So that's
Jamal's just 53 yards away from being the all-time rusher here in Kansas City. What's the significance of that to you?
Well, I think it's a compliment to Jamal. I don't think he's focused on that right now, nor am I. But I mean, we're focused on San Diego, but it's a great accomplishment. Even to be that close, it's a great accomplishment, and a lot of hard work went into it. You know, for all those young running backs out there, this guy works harder. I'm sure than anybody out there. He spends a lot of time in his profession, and it pays off for him.
You had a lot of good running backs, obviously, when you were in Philly too. Where does he rank as far as running backs?
Ooh. I've been fortunate to have a bunch of good ones. I'm not going to sit there and compare him. That's a bad thing to do as a coach. But I'll tell you, he's just pretty stinking good, and I'm very happy to have him.
He had the foot coming out of St. Joe, the ankle in the Denver game. Did the bye week help him maybe more than any player on your roster?
Yeah, I think he feels good. Yeah, I think that's a tough position to play. And he had that weird kind of freaky thing happen at training camp. And then, but I think he's back now and feeling pretty good.
What are your impressions of Ori Lemon? What do you like about him?
Yeah, I thought Ori was a smart kid and moved around pretty good. I think, you know, this gives him an opportunity to get himself back in and back in playing, and we'll see how he does.
Sorry if you said this, but to clarify, practice squad or active?
Practice squad, yeah. Practice squad.
You've obviously been successful after the bye. What makes you guys as a staff so successful coming off bye weeks?
Yeah, well, we didn't do too well last year with it, so we've got plenty of room to improve, and that's what we're all working to do. I don't know. I've been asked that question quite a little bit. I don't know the reason why we've had success other than I was involved with some pretty good football teams, and that's and it's how it worked. I mean, their schedule, all those things go into that. But, you know, we're not focusing on that either. Right? We're just getting – we're going after getting prepared for San Diego.
You've watched a lot of quarterbacks over the years and have. With Philip Rivers, has he lifted his game the last 2 years from previous?
Yeah, I thought he and Norv Turner had a great relationship and put up a lot of – big numbers, and he played very well. I think he's done the same with Mike. I think he's really taken on this offense, and it's a new challenge late in his career. it's different than what he did before, and I think he's just he's taken on that with a I'm not gonna say a new energy, but it's new for him. So I guess we probably could put it in that category.
Coach, five games in, what's been the biggest thing you've seen out of Alan Bailey as far as his growth from last year to this year?
Yeah, probably consistency. He's had to do this play after play, game after game. It's a tough position he plays, so you've got to endure the whole physical part of it and the mental part. To this point, he's done a pretty good job of that.
Sorry, I thought you had, your two-minute offense failed at the end of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Remember a few weeks ago, you got it close, didn't get it done. Mm-hmm. A couple times last year, including the playoff game, you guys didn't get it done. Is there anything you can put your finger on, you can point to? Is it an easy...
Yeah, well, I've got to make sure I'm dialing up better plays there for them. And then it comes down to we've got to execute if there are good plays. And everybody's got to make sure they pick their game. Each game's been a little bit different. The bottom line is we've got to make sure we finish in those positions. When we're put in those positions, we can obviously do better.
I know you've seen the film of Brian Flowers, San Diego. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between him this year and last year?
I think he's playing good football. I thought he played good football here. He's playing good football there. He's a good football player, smart kid, and good football player.
Does he look healthy now? Was he hurt? I know he's banged up a little last year. Is that?
Well, he's been. I think he's been fairly healthy. I think he got banged up in this last game a little bit. So I don't know. I mean, I can't answer that for you. I don't know where he's at as far as that goes. But he's. it looks like he's playing good football.
Does he look like the guy that you had?
I think they're using him about the same way. Yeah, he plays on the outside. He plays a little bit inside on third downs. He's been playing on the defensive left side, same spot. Started off on the right side, and they moved him back over to the left side. So, about the same type of thing.
Last one. San Francisco, you guys got the ball back. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to move to that, down five, out of timeouts. But how confident were you at that point? You guys had the players and the matchups. You needed to get that.
Yeah, no, I thought we were. Yeah, no, I felt very confident that at that moment. I mean, I'll always take the blame for that because I'm the one calling the play. So we didn't get it executed. The two-minute drill. And so I've got to make sure that I'm dialing up the right things for the guys, make sure that they can get that done. So that's my responsibility.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Locker room's open.